As heavy monsoon rains continue to sweep India, Bangladesh and Nepal, government and relief agencies are battling to help the victims. Devendra Tak with the Regional Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society paints a grim picture.
There have been lives lost across the region due to drownings, due to snake bites, due to house collapses. Casualties are rising and there's always the danger of diseases that always follow floods.
In India, the states of Assam, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh have been the worst hit by weeks of constant rainfall. Rivers have burst banks, flood waters have inundated vast tracts of valuable crops and washed out roads, bridges and railways. The army has been deployed to evacuate hundreds of cut-off villages. Neighbouring Bangladesh is crisscrossed by rivers and half the country is underwater. And in mountainous Nepal, landslides and floods triggered by the rains have displaced tens of thousands of people. Government and aid agencies have established hundreds of relief camps, but say the top priority is to provide clean drinking water and food to the victims wherever they are. Tak says the massive relief operation is making progress, but not enough.
Relief has been slow in coming, I would say, overall, and we will need to do a lot of quick work to provide relief to victims who really require it urgently.
The floods will leave a long-term impact on the region as they wash away standing crops and prevent farmers from planting seeds for the next season. And many poor labourers will be left without work, deepening poverty among already impoverished flood victims. Floods are an annual occurrence in South Asia during the July to September monsoon season. But authorities say the flooding this year has been more severe than usual. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.